It's a banger right there. That one goes hard. You ever notice every time you listen to the government, if you go 180, if you go the opposite direction where the government is telling you to go 90% of the time, almost 100 actually, you're always right. If your gut, if your intuition is telling you, yeah, we live under the empire of lies. If the government tells me to go this way, I'm out. The same is true with Google results. People still do it all the time, though. They do this kind of stuff. All right, I need some financial news, bro. See here, let me see what I can find, bro. All right, financial news, Google. Oh, here's Yahoo News. We'll get to that in a second. Yahoo. Oh, we see these headlines. All right, Trump calls for 50% tariff on EU, says he's not looking for a deal with U.S. bloc. All right, well, hold on a second. What is Yahoo saying? Let me see, bro. Stock market today, the S&P, the Dow, the NASDAQ, they're falling as Trump tariff threats roar back. U.S. deficit anxiety deepens. Yeah, everybody's anxiety is deepening. No matter where you look, no matter where you look, it's black pill, it's bad news, it's chaos, intentionally placed chaos, intentionally placed confusion. That's why I love these segments. I love Stu Peters Financial. Carlos Cortez joins us. We have a really good time on these every other week. Bro, Trump, tariffs, big problems. What do I do?
Just look at Mike Johnson and his clown ass.
He looks like a freaking cartoon character.
Look at that.
Oh man. He was all over Yahoo Finance. We talked about this on my podcast. That's all I do. I go on Yahoo Finance and do the bro investing voice. Like, yeah, man, we're going to go there and we're going to see this article, man. It's cool.
It's just unbelievable, though. I mean, people actually go and they get their news like this. They go and they make their investments like this. It's really actually sad and quite tragic.
Yeah, it is sad. I'm here laughing, but it really is a real thing. Bro investing. It's like
this is like bro healthcare. You know, bro, they told me to go get my booster. You know, I mean, bro, they told me I had to wear a mask. Bro, stay 6 feet away from me, bro. Yeah. You know, they go to these sites and then they believe what they're being told.
Yeah, it's
bro, man, fuck these Muslims, man, these terrorists, these extremist Muslims, man, bro. They're taking over. Look around. All I see is towel heads everywhere. Yeah. You know, said nobody ever. Totally false.
It was Hamid and Salim.
It's the last thing that we need to worry about. Yeah. There's going to be some planes flying into your towers. What do you do with your retirement? You know, we're going to war. The tariff talk. You know, the BRICS movement. Cryptocurrency. BlackRock involvement. You know, I mean, where do people actually go to get good? I mean, other than here, where would anybody go to get good information? It's really difficult to find the truth. Like what people do with their retirement. What do you do?
It's like, how do you find out information about the Holocaust? How do you find out information about what really NASA is about? How do you find information about 9/11? How do you find information about pretty much everything? And so how this works with finances is that the hedge funds and all the money managers understand that you'll never figure it out. And they set these booby traps, these manipulations, and they tell you to go buy gold because it's safe and the dollar's crashing. Don't even get me started on a dollar. Like, have you seen an actual chart of the U.S. dollar? And it is not as bad as everyone seems or talks about. The dollar was supposed to crash on Biden. The damn thing shot up 30%. Now it's actually coming down with Trump. But yet, you know, everybody that was MAGA retard, they said the dollar's going to crash with Biden, and it's actually crashing with Trump. And they bought gold back then, and yeah, they made a little money now, but now gold is reaching an all-time high. It could go higher, but guess what? It is manipulated by the same people you're trying to avoid, the Jews.
Whoa. Why am I not surprised? But whoa. We're going there.
Bro, you didn't know that, bro?
That doesn't surprise me at all. Well, of course I did. You know, but I mean, I was going to let you say it. It's really unbelievable. And people think that I have this obsession. This is, you just talk about this group of people constantly. No, I talk about the things that are wrong with the country that I want actually to be great for white, good American Christians. I talk about things that I think that are in the way of a civilized society. I talk about things that are raping good people. It all just happens to point back to the same people, to the same tribe, to the same nation state. These people are subverting everything. So, I mean, in gold, yeah, they stole all of our gold. In the first place, literally, they stole all of our, physically stole our gold. And this is why your currency is backed with high interest promissory notes to the 1913 founded Federal Reserve. It's worth shit. It's worth nothing. It's not even worth the paper that they printed on. And printed at will, they do.
Yeah. And the thing is, Stu, is there's so much garbage out right now with unfunded liabilities, the commercial real estate loans. Inflation is terrible right now. And obviously, with the unknown certainty, are we going to have personal income tax, or are we really, really going back to 1913 where the economy was based off of pre-personal taxation, right? Pre-Federal Reserve. Are we really getting income from tariffs? Hey, that'll be cool. I hope so, but I'm not counting on it. You know, the mass deportations that was supposed to happen hasn't happened. Just student loan issues. People can't even afford their cars, let alone their homes. The scam with the Biden administration paying first home time buyers and preventing foreclosures. So it didn't look bad on his weak ass administration. There is just so much like cover up on top of cover up. It's so hard to translate, like, what do I do with my money? How does this affect the market? And all these, and I only have two charts today because really it just tells a whole story. I could go on and talk about stocks, but you got to go to Scriptures and Wall Street to learn how to make money off the stocks and ETFs. I'm not going to bring that here.
And the guy knows how to do that, let me tell you, personally. Yep, bingo. this is the first chart that you sent over. What are we looking at? This is, hold on a second. Yep. Let me see. This is SPXL.
So, Stu, all good. I'm going to put you on the spot. Is okay. This going up or down, in your opinion? Or if you could say, I don't know.
Let me take a look at this.
What do you think?
I would say that this is going down. And the reason I say that is because I'm looking at these traffic lights, and I see that they were all green. Mm-hmm. And now I'm starting to see some red in there, and that red is starting to trickle down.
Yes, sir. And you start to see the red on that top. And so what that actually means is,
yeah, right here.
This is the S&P 500, Stu. And this is three times leverage. So when the S&P 500 goes up 5%, this is going to be up 15%. When it goes down 5%, it will be negative 15%. Now, what's beautiful about this in the audience and everyone that's watching this is my scanners do not go and coincide with the bro investors fake media. Like, if you can go to gay ass Yahoo Finance right now and see clown Pelosi or whoever clown they want to put on there, like this cat here, they're going to say, oh, you know, historically speaking, the S&P 500 yielded to my calculation through all the type of recessions that, you know, we're going to get about 18%, motherfucker.
You sound like, yeah, you sound like the doctors that they bring in.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, the FDA. So we're going now live to Philadelphia to Dr., you know, Jewenstein, and he's going to tell you, you know, who's supposed to be taking their COVID boosters right now? My God, I literally heard this on my local Fox affiliate just the other day. And, you know, they go to Dr. Jewenstein and he says, well, the FDA is now saying that men 18 to 34 probably shouldn't get this shot. Yeah, bitch, because they're not. And when you're showing, you know, the data on who's getting the shots, you're going to have a hard time convincing 18 to 34 year old people to take it when they see that every other 18 to 34 year old isn't taking it, unless you can point back at the FDA recommendations and say, well, they're not taking it because we told them not to. So who do we recommend this for? Well, we recommend this for pregnant women. Yeah, because they want infertility up, fertility down, births down. So they want pregnant women to go get this stuff. And then they tell elderly people to go get it. That's part of the depopulation puppeteer's wet dream.
That's right, man.
Dr. Jewenstein. They're controlled by the same people that has this guy on Yahoo Finance telling you, well, let me tell you something. Everything is cyclical. Everything is cyclical. So let's take a look at what, let's take a look at what happened. Yep. It was down. It was up. It was down. This is what's going to happen. This is what you need to do.
You got,
and then they do things that benefit only. What's that?
You got, when you're doing the voiceover, you got to throw the New York accent on top of that.
All right, give me yours. Go for it. Here he is.
Hi, I'm vaccinated, and you know, in New York, we're gonna get pizza, and then we're gonna get boosted because Helen's over there, and I like Helen. Anyways, when we go to our baklava bullshit party,
I'm dead.
Oh man, these guys, man, I know them all too well.
And they're leading, they're leading people right to their financial inoculation. So, you know, Dr. Jewenstein, you know, Investor Jewenstein, they're all the same. They're all leading you to your death in one way or another. Your financial grave, your retirement grave, and they're stealing from you on the way out. Just like the hospitals, when they're giving you remdesivir and they know that they're killing you and they're taking $350,000 to pronounce you dead of COVID-19, I'm laughing. It's not funny because this was like medical murder, man. It was like killing for cash, mass murder campaign. But it's the same exact thing. They're killing you, but they're sucking you dry of your financial resources on the way out. You're not leaving this earth until you give us all of your money. And that's what these people are doing on Yahoo Finance.
It's terrible, man, because at the end of the day, they're all getting paid by all the same, you know, Luciferians. And people are believing this. Like, it really doesn't matter what they say. We look at the charts, and I just showed you the charts on the S&P 500.
U.S. Mint moves forward with plans to kill the penny. Mm-hmm. Yeah, let's just get, that's where it starts. Get rid of the penny. I don't care. That's what most people say. I don't care. I don't really use pennies.
Yeah.
Then it'll be nickels. Well, the dimes are really irritating because they're too small.
Yep.
All these coins are clipped, by the way. who's guilty of coin clipping? Is there a coin clipper in here? Then we get rid of the dollar. I mean, why would I want to deal with that dirty paper money anyways? It just rips. It's not really worth anything anyways. So let's just make everything digital. Let's just put everything on, you know, let's just put everything on this little card or on this chip that we're going to put in your wrist. You just scan your wrist. Anyway, what are we looking at here? So this is the S&P. It's going down. That's my prediction. That's what I see. It's going down. Not yep. prediction. I'm just looking at the chart.
Yeah, I mean, it really isn't a prediction. It's basically what the charts are telling us.
And then top right over here, it tells you, too, this big red bearish power.
Yeah. And if you look in the Yahoo Finance, you can find evidence saying that the stock market's going to go up. I mean, you can't make this crap up.
So Yahoo Finance is literally doing what I said at the very beginning of this segment, which was go the opposite direction. They're lying and telling you the exact opposite.
That's right, man.
It's just every single time.
I have content every single week. I never even question. Like, I don't even prepare anymore. I just basically go to Yahoo Finance. I go to my charts. I formulate my own opinion. I call it like it is before it even happens. And then we just make fun. We just make fun of the media. What do we got here from
these people? Okay, gold, silver, platinum forecasts. Safe haven. Safe haven demand and Chinese buying drive, bullish momentum. Bullish momentum on gold, silver, and platinum forecasts.
Yeah.
All right. I can see you smiling over there. I know that. So is that complete bullshit?
It is, because gold is just through a cycle right now. But if you bro invest and you say, you know what, we're going to a cashless society and the dollar's going to crash, but the only one that can save it is Trump. And I know Trump, it means so well. And he's going to, I just know, bro. I just know. I mean, boom. And then you get murdered.
Here's the gold market summary that they show right there below the headline.
Of course. They always show that chart. I'm actually going to send you something, Stu, right now. And we can spitfire on this.
with the penny thing, you just reminded me of something. And you are so right. So we get rid of, and this is how it all comes to full circle. We get rid of the pennies, right? We're doing Apple Pay. We're doing crypto. We know we're all going digital. Tesla's coming out, the robots, the house cleaning robots very soon. And obviously the social credit score is going to get in. It's going to usher in a massive CBDC-like event. Tokenization, social credit score is huge, because it all ties everything together with the FedNow program that you and I discussed.
Yep.
So I'm at Whole Foods. Literally,
I see the video here. Yep. Oops.
I'm at Whole Foods. My daughter loves fresh squeezed orange juice. And so at Whole Foods, I get the oranges, and they there's this machine that mashes everything together. And it's pretty amazing. And so Sally, my wife, was like, "Did you just see the register?" As we're walking to the truck, she goes, "Did you see the register?" I said, "No." She's like, "Well, you need to go check it out. It's up your alley." And she's talking about scanning your wrist. And so since Amazon and Whole Foods is one company, what they do is they take the biometrics off of your palm and they associate it to your own Apple Pay or Google Pay, whatever you want, or your debit card. And now you can use your wrist to scan. You don't even need
So wait, what's in the wrist?
Your palm reading, your biometrics.
So you're registering your biometrics with Whole Foods.
Yep. Amazon. Think how crazy that's going to get.
And that's being implemented right now.
Straight up.
I mean,
go
here
to your
it
local
is.
Whole Foods.
Yeah, look at this.
Go to your Whole
Just,
Foods.
Just, hey, no big deal. Just scan your biometrics.
Yep.
There it is. It's convenient. What's the big deal?
Yeah.
Bro.
Safe and effective. Like FedNow, bro. You're not on FedNow? What's wrong with you, bro? I mean,
all right. So you brought it up. We were talking about FedNow. You have to put the audience up on game on FedNow.
Yeah. So
and then we gotta get back to that. We gotta get back. You sent me another chart that I want to get back to, but you gotta just lay it all out on this FedNow program. People are excited about the FedNow program. Lay it out. Tell them what it is.
So if you have a checking account, I don't care if it's a credit union, you got to listen. You basically just got to stop what you're doing and just stop and think. You literally do not own the money in your bank. Straight up, right now. Guarantee it. And I can prove it, because all you got to do is go to your local bank and ask for the documentation. It's all also called an adoption agreement or account agreement that you sign. Typically, it's about 7 to 10 pages. Even if you own a business, there's this rumor, oh, they can't do it because mine is a business, a LLC account. That's hogwash. So basically, in this crazy financial lease document, it states that you no longer own the assets and that you're giving the right to the bank to do what they want, because bank bail-ins are enacted. Dodd-Frank Act of 2010 basically commissioned bank bailouts to never ever happen in order to save the taxpayers. So yeah, and that is a typical adoption agreement of a new account. You can do it online and see for yourself on Truist, Bank of America, Woke, Wells Fargo. It doesn't matter. They all have the same thing. And so when you own a bank account, you actually do not own the assets anymore. You have the right to withdraw at the discretion of the bank's financial strength or a solvency. So if the bank is solvent, right, you have the ability to withdraw money. This is why during COVID, they limit you to $1,000, $2,000, $3,000 a day during COVID, because there was no liquidity and they could do that. And so we saw this all the way in Lebanon.
Bank tells you today, no, we're only going to allow you to take $200 a day, what are you going to do about it?
There's nothing you can do about it, because you don't.
I mean,
own
you could
money.
Go take all your money out. I guess you got to go there and be there in person.
It doesn't matter, because you don't own the money.
But they got to give it to you, right?
They have to if they have the liquidity. So the Fed now was enacted to help the consumer to be more liquid and more fluid, and banks to go swiftly from one company to from one bank to another. And now they're proposing this as instant transfers. It's safe and effective. Like companies can be now in FedNow, and they don't have to worry about holiday weekends. You know how sometimes you just wait to get paid on a Friday, but if your small business owner doesn't do payroll day early on a holiday weekend, you're not going to get paid till probably Tuesday or Wednesday the following week, and so it throws all your bills off. Well, FedNow is now saying basically, because we track, trace, and control you, we can help you solidify faster processing, receiving accounts receivable, as well as sending money out. So this is the platform they're saying that it's safe and effective. Same verbiage as COVID. But all it's doing is creating a CBDC, because the social credit score is what the government wants to do. At the end of all of this, social credit score is all about track, trace, and control. You listen to Scriptures in Wall Street, I break this down every single segment,
Yeah,
where
well,
it
what were
comes
you
from.
saying online? How many anti-Semitic tropes? You know, are you into anti-Semitic blood libel?
Correct. Correct. That, I mean, that's where this is going.
This Memorial Day, we honor the brave and fight for the truth they died defending. Freedom isn't free. But this deal almost is. Right now, get 15% off the Stu Peters annual subscription on Locals. That's less than $7 a month. While others charge $15 plus to feed you censored headlines, we give you raw truth, direct access, and real patriot power. This isn't just a subscription. It's a stand against the narrative. This Memorial Day, put your money where freedom lives.
As Christians in a Christian country, we have a right to be, at minimum, agnostic about the leadership being all Jewishly occupied.
We literally should be at war with fucking Israel 100 times over, and instead we're just sending them money, and it's fucking craziness.
Look at the state of Israel, look at the state of Tel Aviv, and look at the state of Philadelphia. You tell me where this money's going. You tell me who's benefiting from this.
I am prepared to die in the battle fighting this monstrosity that would wish to enslave me and my family and steal away any rights to my property and to take away my God. Go fuck yourself. Will I submit to that?
And if you've got a foreign state, you've got dual citizens in your government, who do you think they're supporting?
God, right now, would you protect the nation of Israel and protect those of us, not just our church, but every church in the world and in this nation that's willing to put their neck on the line and say, we stand with them.
You can look at Trump's cabinet. You can look at Biden's cabinet. It's full of Jews.
Black friend in school. I have nothing against blacks. She has nothing against me. She understands where I'm coming from.
Excuse me, I'm a Jew, and I just like to say that, you know, in our Bible it says that you're like animals.
The Jews crucified our God.
Look at all these. I was, while you were talking, I was pulling up all these participating organizations.
Yeah.
Look at them. I mean, there's just page after page after page after page after page. Brother. Here's Minnesota, St. Paul, Affinity Plus Credit, Federal Credit Union. That's where I think all the, that's where I think all the first responders bank. You guys got to go check this out. You got to go check out FedNow. There's another one, Minnesota Arcadian Bank and Albert Lea.
And you're just in the A's, brother.
There's another one. Yeah. Yeah. Look at that. That's right. Just I mean, and you know, a Bank of America, right?
Yeah, people don't believe me when I'm saying this. Like
Bank of Alma in Wisconsin, this little tiny town in Wisconsin. I know right where that's. It's a river town.
And
wow, look at all these.
Here's how they get the banks. Here's how they get the banks by the short hairs. If you're not in FedNow program, you're no longer FDIC status. If you're not in FedNow program, you no longer are NCUA.
So they have them by the nuts. They just extort them. They just bully them into participating in this program. Who sponsors this program, by the way?
The federal government. So now what they can do, Stu, is, hey, this anti-Semitic freaking cat, the who's who, Stu Peters, he's buying ammo at Dick's Sporting Goods.
Yeah, stop him.
Stop that payment right now.
Shut his card off.
Yep.
And decline it until further notice. We need to review his activities.
What? He just bought another GMC truck? Get out of here. Stop.
I've been telling people that this CBDC digital ID social credit score implementation is going to move over into smart appliances. You're not allowed to open your refrigerator because you had too many bad boy points on your X page today.
It's already in China. It's already in China. Like if you go on Tinder or their version of Tinder and you do not show up for a date, that girl can report you bad social credit score. You embarrassed her publicly. If you're late to a flight, bad to, you know.
You're a bad guy. Late. Yeah.
Yep. If you don't pay your taxes, if you, whatever communistic rules, laws, speeding tickets, whatever, social credit score. Bad homework or don't do your homework in college, bad grades in college. I mean, it just goes on.
Okay,
dude.
So translate that for us. So the Federal Reserve is the one that's behind the Fed now.
Mm-hmm.
We know who owns the Federal Reserve.
That's correct.
What does this program actually do to harm me?
It basically is a track tracer control device. And so it forces.
But how? How does it work? So if Wells Fargo is participating in this FedNow program and I bank at Wells Fargo, am I automatically enrolled into this FedNow program?
Yes, you are. If you have a checking account now, 99.9%, you are already CBDC. So what I tell clients is we can't avoid the CBDC. We're already in it. Your home is now CBDC. Your home is now tokenized. Larry Flint with BlackRock, his whole mission in life, like Bill Gates, is to vaccinate everybody. BlackRock wants to tokenize you. And what that basically means is convert everything digitally and have it in a system. Now they control the data. They can do whatever they want with that data. The sky's the limit. So everything. I went to go buy a car for my father-in-law 2 years ago. I said, pick any car you want. On the lot at a Toyota. He's a very humble man. He picks a Camry. I buy the Camry, $35,000 cash. And I'm expecting what? I'm expecting like the paper title. And I'm like, all right, so I want the title, print it out, let's go. And he looked at me like if I was like I didn't know how to use a computer or something. He said, paper title. Man, we haven't had any of those since forever. And everything's all digitally. Like the DMV will email you, or the DMV already has it in record that you own that car. I said, okay, well, send it to me. Like, no, it's already in the blockchain. Already tokenized. Zillow, already tokenized. Your bank account, already tokenized. All the cars you have, already tokenized. All that is already digital, man. Like,
so if you can't get away from the CBDCs, there's got to be a way to get away from the CBDCs.
Absolutely. And I'm not going to give my secrets out, but there is. And that's what I do, what I do. This is what I do is to avoid, to get out of Wall Street, to get out of the banking system. Look, you still need your money in the CBD system, okay? Only leave 6 months worth of stuff in there, right, of funds. Because you got to pay your mortgage, you got to pay your bills, blah, 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 blah. You got to pay your $9 a month for Stu. So that's going to come out of your CBDC bank. We know that
$900 a month for me. I think it's only $9. Yeah, $9 a month for. I don't know. That'd be all right. That's fine. I mean, look, we can put an option there just for you, Carlos. $900 a month. Yeah, like I've been missing out.
I'm paying more.
Somebody put a note on the door. Make sure I put a button on the website for Carlos. He wants to pay a little more. He wants to pay more. I love it. You are such a patriot and a good. Everybody's going to call you now that you just pledged an additional $900 a month to the network. Everybody wants to do business. Look at me. Look at me. No, right here. You want to do business with Carlos Cortez, okay? He's $900 a month. Look at this guy. No, but honestly, you do want to do business with Carlos Cortez. You do really good stuff for me, man. I mean, honestly, it's just been fantastic. So, you have ways to get out of the CBD stuff, CBDC stuff. You have ways to keep people's situation unique to their own situation, their own set of circumstances. Why is that? How is that? How can nobody else do that? Why can't my guy at Thrivent do that? Why can't my guy at, you know, just pick one. All these heavily advertised investment firms, why can't they do that for me?
They probably could if they left the corporation. So the problem is that if they work for a big bank, unfortunately, are they really working for you or are they working for the bank? And you really have to ask, you have to really unpack that. Like, what does that mean that you work for Ameriprise, UPS, Thrivent, or Wells Fargo Advisors? Like, why do you need to associate with a bank? And their rules are completely, completely different from what I do. I'm an independent financial advisor because I went to the banks and said, why can I not? I'm a stockbroker and this client does not want to risk this part of money. So if we can put this part of money in a guaranteed safe bucket, what is so bad about that? And Stu, they yelled at me, they cursed me, they said, you know, go find another bank to work with or a brokerage firm to work with. I'm like, what is wrong with having safety in a client's portfolio and only risking half of it? Like, somebody tell me. And what it was is it didn't make the investment firm money. And then I realized at a very young age of 22 years old that I needed to do something about it. I'm 42 now, so that was 20 years ago. And I started Cortez Wealth in 2011, specializing in accounts that guarantee your principal and grow with pretty much any index. And I still kept the investment side, that side, but I only invested money that it was tactically managed, that could be traded, that can make money when the market goes down, up, or sideways, instead of just buying some gay-ass mutual funds that were funding the gay woke agenda, like American funds, like Vanguard. Like, you are literally buying LGBT friendly funds, and I do not want to do that. And so why I'm different is because I actually trade. I'm actually trading my own money. I love to trade. I know what I'm doing. I see it day in and day out. When most advisors are only selling products and financial plans and getting a commission, I do get a commission, obviously, but that is not my aim. And also I'm independent. So I don't have to worry about the big Wall Street banks and cater to a supervisor that needs to feed his pocket and the shareholders. So if you work for a big company, if your advisor works for a big company and it's public, then I promise you this, you're getting like probably the bottom of the barrel advice and you are funding that whole public company. You have to. In order for them to be solvent, they have to make a ton of money off of you. And I don't know if that's even in your best interest when the stock market will go down.
Yeah, the margins have to be up because they have more mouths to feed at the top. They've got the paymasters.
You have to ask yourself, I said it last SPF, if your financial company is advertising during a Super Bowl, and I don't know how much it is during a Super Bowl.
We looked it up last time. I don't remember either. It's millions.
Yeah. Then why the hell are they advertising and where are they getting the money to do it? You're feeding them. You're absolutely feeding them. So yeah. it's It's sad, man. It really is sad. My father was a drill sergeant, a pastor.
Play it right on the right on the Super Bowl commercials, right before the Robert Kraft anti-Semitism $10 million ad with my face on it. Can you believe that shit? Dave Portnoy, Dave the Jew Portnoy, went all the way to the top Jew, went all the way to Robert Kraft over a sign being held in his bar. Robert Kraft goes and spends millions of dollars on a stop anti-Semitism ad for X with my face all over it. I mean, this is just disgusting. And these are the people who you're buying tickets from so you can go watch the New England Patriots. You know, I mean, it's just unbelievable. While you were talking, we were looking at all of the reasons why a bank can close your account without your knowledge or consent or permission. Number one was inactivity. Look at this, though. You have too many bounced checks or overdraft fees. Okay. Yeah, I mean, it really, honestly, if I loan you money, first of all, it would be interest-free because I don't charge interest. That's usurious and that's Jewish. I don't do that. But if I tell you, hey, Carlos, I'm going to, you know, and you're like, yeah, I'll pay you back, and you pay me back, and every time you pay me back, your check bounces, I'm probably not going to loan you money again. Yeah, I'm just saying.
Right.
All right. That's so, okay, you bounce a bunch of checks, I'm closing your account. Your account has a negative balance. Okay, well, I mean, I guess I'd say for how long? I don't know. Your account is flagged for suspicious activity. What can, per the user's agreements, the account agreements, the account policies, what would be considered flagged for suspicious activity other than the obvious, which is, yeah, Carlos Cortez doesn't go to Guadalajara and this thing is like, you know, charging thousands of dollars in Guadalajara. Other than that?
There would be like transactions under 10,000. Obviously, transactions over 10,000, like multiple transactions. For money laundering. So that would be like suspicious activity. A lot of cash deposits would be suspicious activity.
There it is right there. A lot of cash deposits. So when I was a bail bondsman, we took a lot of cash.
Yeah, sure.
As a bail bondsman, we're not taking your check. Sorry, bruh. We're not taking your checks. So, you got to bring me cash or a card. A lot of people paid with cash. They had big cash deposits at the bail bond company every day. Big cash deposits. When I owned my bail bond company, the bank tried to shut me down. They called me in. They had all kinds of questions. Then I start getting charged fees to deposit my cash. Hold on a second. You're going to charge me to put my cash in your bank? Yeah, because it's not your cash anymore. It's not your money. When you put it in the bank, it's really not your money. They can do with it at will whatever they want to.
Yep.
Suspicious activity. What's suspicious? Oh, well, he's depositing a lot of cash. He's not allowed to earn that kind of money. You know, an up and up business. Like, okay, so, but here's where it starts to get really interesting. You violated your account policy. Now, how rainbow does that get? How murky and how muddy does that get? How mixed and convoluted, how many layers to that is there?
I can drop mad heat, but the first one I'm going to tell you is that most banks have a behavior clause. Yep.
What do you mean? Like what kind of behavior?
Anti-Semitism, you name it. Just talking bad about the banks, just I don't know. Like if you're a porn star, I mean, it gets crazy, dude. Like every bank is different. You've heard Dr. Mercola get debanked. You know, he went out.
When you signed up for your bank account, you agreed to follow specific rules that govern how the account works. One common reason accounts gets closed is violations of these rules known as terms and conditions. For example, some banks won't allow you to use a business account for personal purposes and vice versa, although there are exceptions. If you're considering exceptions for who?
Right.
Who, by the way, is entitled to these certain exceptions? Right. If you're considering using your account differently, check with your bank beforehand to ensure that your actions are within your account's rules. You got to follow the rules.
Yep. Track, trace, and control. Fed now, baby. You see how it all comes to hand? See it all coming.
Here's another reason. You can lose your bank. They can close your account without your permission, knowledge, or consent if you have a criminal conviction.
Yeah.
You have been charged with misdemeanor anti-Semitism. That was hate speech.
Yep.
That's where it's all going.
Yep.
They are really pushing to criminalize anti-Semitism right now.
Yep.
This is what this is all about. This is why these two Jews allegedly got shot and killed in broad daylight right downtown Washington, D.C. Did you see the police response to that, Carlos?
I did not.
We should talk about this. Hang on a second. Let me just show you this video. All right, watch this.
Oh, God!
Okay, actually, first of all, I just want to tell you, so let me set this up for you, okay? Did you hear about this incident? I know that you've been busy, you've been traveling, you've been doing a lot of things. Did you hear about this incident?
Only from what you and I told, what you told me on the Money Minute.
Okay. Let me set this up for you. There's a Jewish American meeting taking place at the Jewish Museum in Washington, D.C. It's broad daylight. These two Jews, a man and a woman, young man and woman, come walking out, these Jews, from this Jewish-American meeting at the Jewish Museum. And allegedly they were assassinated. They were gunned down, like in cold blood. Okay. The shooter stuck around for like an extended period of time. He didn't flee. He didn't do anything. He just sat there. People were milling around like they thought that he was probably a Jewish person himself who was caught in the crossfire, possibly a victim. And, these people didn't know. Like he was just chilling. He had to incriminate himself by getting like loud and weird and saying weird things. And then the police came up. They questioned him. Then they go to arrest him. And this is the scene. This is what the scene looks like of an alleged double homicide that just took place outside of the Jewish Museum in Washington, D.C. This is the guy that just committed double homicide.
Free Palestine!
Oh.
Free Palestine!
Right when the cameras get there, they permit him. They wait around. They're arresting a guy that just committed a double homicide. Just minutes ago. That's the police response. In Washington, D.C., two Jews getting shot outside of the Jewish Museum at a Jewish-American meeting. Now, when that happened, the morning after that happened, I know people in D.C., they were calling me on the phone. They were like, bro, CIA headquarters is like everything is closed off. The CIA X account shows up in my feed, weirdly. Our doors, our entry points, they're closed, blah, blah, blah. Visitors use access points, check whatever. Like when they want to lock DC down, they lock it down. This was the police response to a double homicide that had just occurred minutes before that.
Like a false flag.
Well, yeah, of course. Who's buying that? I don't know.
If someone killed somebody, dude, they're getting their face pounded, bro. Pretty much their slit throat, then arrested.
Bystanders, it's just the whole thing is very obvious. It's very obviously a false flag, and its purpose is to silence questions or criticism about Israel and Jews. It's the whole purpose. They're going to use this. They're going to stand on this. They're going to bullhorn. They're already saying that it was Stu Peters' rhetoric that caused this. They're saying that it was Lucas Gage rhetoric that caused this. Jake Shields rhetoric that caused this. That guy just starts free Palestine. He's the perfect patsy. So anyway, I want to get to this other chart. So set up this second chart real quick and tell us what we're going to look at, because we only have a couple of minutes left to do this. And I wanted to get to this because this was very important. You said that you were going to like red pill me on this thing right now. You were going to in real time.
Sure. Sure. I'm all about that, man. I can't fathom what you, I mean. Wow.
What I just showed you?
Yeah. I mean, Sandy Hook, Virginia Beach, Boston Bomb. I mean, it all has the same stuff.
It all has that same weird feeling. They're all like, yeah, that's not right.
Yeah.
That really stinks.
Yeah. It smells. Definitely smells. Yep. Wow. That's disturbing. That's disturbing. Yeah. So what?
So then they released the names of the. Let me just really give this to you. So then they released the names of these alleged victims. This white boy. No. This Jew, this guy that says that he's a Jew. He was so obsessed with serving Israel that he served in the IDF. And then after serving in the IDF, he started working for Israel at this U.S. embassy. And she is a diplomat because she's the Shabbos Goy, whatever Jew that, I don't know. It's really, these people, their whole background is very strange. It's like, you know, the guy that took shots at Donald Trump starring in a BlackRock commercial.
Yeah.
I mean, you remember that little inconvenient fact, yeah, right?
That was something else. That was something else. I mean,
so we got this chart. Okay. Let's get back to work. We got a couple minutes left, but I want to hear about this. This is SQQQ. This is the NASDAQ.
Yes. So, SQQQ. Now, this is on a 4-hour chart. So what actually is happening here is, you see that red box right there?
Yeah.
That is a 200-day moving average. That's a death cross that it's forming. Now, this whole index is the NASDAQ short side. So it's the inverse of the NASDAQ. So if the NASDAQ is going up, this is going down. If the NASDAQ is going down, this is going up. Now, obviously, there's my bearish power on the right hand side hasn't.
Yeah, that's kind of a dead giveaway, right? Do you agree with that?
No, because it's in the process of rolling over. So once those green lights start, all three come through, and I start to see that green bottom on that chart on that fan in the middle.
Yep.
On the line graph, that's going to start turning green. That is basically meaning that this is. The NASDAQ is going down. It's on its way down. And it might be to a point where it's unstoppably going down, like catastrophic, with all the stuff that's going on. But the bro investors say otherwise. The media says something else.
The media says the opposite.
Right. So,
is there a liquidity problem now?
You know, it's funny you mentioned that, because the money supply coming in America is dwindling into the banks. It's actually dwindling. That is a huge problem that no one's talking about.
So you mean that there's not a lot of cash in the bank?
Correct.
Well, then they'll just print more.
Print more, yeah. And they're going to start increasing inflation. And they're hoping, you know, they're hoping that terrorists can help offset that. But
no, they're hoping that a war can help to offset that. They're hoping that a kinetic confrontation with Iran will offset that. There's a lot of reasons why these people are pushing for war. Geopolitically, financially, economically, there's a lot of reasons why these people are pushing for war. And there are a lot of people that are interested in making sure that that war happens. A lot of people.
Right.
And so it's really difficult to tell at this point. You know, because Trump is saying, I'm not interested in that. And I tend to believe him. I tend to believe that he doesn't want to go to war. I really do. Deep down, I think Donald Trump really does love this country. I do. But I think that he's just so captured, and I think that he is so owned and so surrounded and so encapsulated and so controlled and so at least paid for, if not blackmailed. Because I don't know what's on those tapes. We all know that he was chumming around with Epstein. I don't know. But
Yeah.
I think that there's a lot of people around, that they're going to get this war. They're going to get it. And Trump, if he gets in the way of it, that'll be big problems for Trump.
I agree with that, man. I really agree with that. I like to say in poker, everybody has a number. Everybody's got a number, man.
Yeah, and the number could be a whole lot more than just the $200 million that AIPAC gave him. You know, the number could be more than the $230 million that Elon Musk gave him in combination with that. It could be, millions and millions, hundreds of millions of other donors. It could be a lot more than just money. I mean, it could be blackmail. It could be threats. It could be, look, they know that they're going to kill him. They know that. It could also be this. These people own all of his notes on all of his real estate.
Yep.
So we're talking likely hundreds of millions of dollars, if not billions of dollars in real estate loans, development loans, business loans, all these things. They own these. All these same people own all these notes. They hold all those loans.
That's correct.
And that's if he gets out of line, if he gets out of line just a little bit, just a fraction of a basis point increase in those interest rates will bankrupt Donald Trump. So they literally own him in every way imaginable. And he knows, well, at the end of the day, if none of that other shit works, they're just going to kill him. So yeah, he's occupied. His White House is occupied. Congress is occupied. The Senate, the judiciary, my God, forget about it. So
no need to bring that one up.
Yeah.
That's obvious.
But anyway, yeah, so these are the same people that are manipulating all of this and taking the cash out of the bank and printing more money. And I mean, the same tribe is controlling all of this, and there are ways out of this. Yes. And when you look at charts like this one, and you're like, well, you can't look at charts like this one. Carlos is being nice enough to bring him here, show him to us. Like, this is what he looks at.
Yeah, your advisor doesn't have access.
This is, yeah, I you don't think so?
Nope. It's only exclusive software that we have on TraderView. Yeah.
Mine does. My advisor has it.
Because I love you, bro.
I know. Well, and I love you.
I love our listeners, and this is why I am committed to giving them content at least twice a week, plus with SPF as well.
Well, the numbers on Scriptures in Wall Street have been fantastic. I was just trying to pull up your website so people can get it one more time here, CortezWM.com. Man, call Carlos. 813-448-3446. Call Carlos. It's honestly the best advice I can give you. Like, he can't give financial advice here on the program. I can't. I don't even think I can give you financial advice other than J-Proof. Buy J-Proof, nigga. That's my financial advice. Everything you got. Everything you got. Well, I mean, you got to call Carlos Cortez and ask him if he agrees. But I'm saying everything you got, J-Proof. Put it in J-Proof. I'm so bullish on J-Proof.
I've been helping people.
Because the more that this stuff happens, the more that the USS Liberty stuff, right? And the sheer panic that my words they have a whole community just trembling in fear that I'm going to arrive in person and say these words. I'm gonna show up and say words. And they're saying that there's fears about all of this, Carlos. It's just unbelievable. Anyway, call Carlos. Put all your money in J-Proof, nigga. Then call Carlos. Then ask him if that was the right move. You can call him, 813-448-3446. You can also visit him online right here. It's CortezWM.com. Again, CortezWM.com. Call Carlos, nigga. Call Carlos, nigga. Where's Carlos, nigga? I don't know. Call him, nigga.
When I'm a fucking nigger, they're telling me get off of Twitter. I voted for Trump, not Biden. Know some niggas that went to that island. Why the fuck would you go to that island? Went to the dinner.
penis and get me some nitrous. Shoot a dentist and put in some diamonds. I didn't ask for more niggas to chime in. They just don't understand me. I'm that nigga that's gonna urinate on Grammys. Rockin' swastikas cause all my niggas Nazis. Reading Mein Kampf two chapters before I go to sleep. She wanna hop in a Rari.
You will own nothing and you'll be happy. This is where we're at right now. We don't have a right to complain if you're funding the big woke banks, the investment managers, if you're funding all these companies that believe against your values, if they're killing babies, if they have the woke agenda, if they're pro-LGBT, then you own that company. What are you doing today to refocus, realign your investment so that it matches your ethics, your American Christian-based value views? At Cortez Wealth Management, we want to create a solution that we can avoid the CBDC, can help you with your retirement, get you a reasonable rate of return, not fund China or any other communistic countries. And number five, work with a God-fearing fiduciary that has your best interest, that aligns with your values, that aligns with your beliefs, your religious beliefs, your spiritual beliefs, and that we can honor God, country, and family. Give us a call, 813-448-3446.
Welcome to SPN Store. Gear up and speak for truth. Support uncensored journalism with exclusive SPN merch for the Stu Crew. Limited edition tees, wear your values loud and clear. Exclusive hoodies, stay comfortable while backing the truth. Shop now and stand proud at spnstore.com. Fast shipping, Patriot owned and limited runs. Don't miss out.
What you listening to, son?
I don't think you like it.
Well, why not? I like this new generation of music.
J-Proof is Jew-proof.
J-Proof is Jew-proof.
If you go over to jproof.ai right now, you can get all of the information on everything J-Proof. Matt Wallace on X just last night started tweeting about this because now it is news. It's news that everybody has remained completely quiet about a remedy and a solution for our movement and for our mission and for our army, and that all of the naysayers and everybody saying that Stu Peters is a scammer, Stu Peters is a rug puller. No, I will never Jew my people. Which is exactly why, after a surge to $200 million market cap value, J-Proof found its legitimate and authentic floor amongst its real holders, real warriors, a real army of based as hell, based warriors. $45 million floor. Yeah, we'll take it. Go to jproof.ai or don'tbeajew.com for more information.